designated corridor, so understand who owns those parcels, what the restrictions, what the easements are, this basically standing of each of those five parcels. You should have in front of you a list of all of the five parcels that are part of that. And we have a map here. The parcels are 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we have maps for those parcels. I'll start with the most easterly, which if I've got this organized right. North, south, east, west. Okay, so the first parcel is in town of Ulster. It is in a residentially zoned district. You see the SBL on the table. It is in Legislative District 4. As you can see here, this is 28 is. I'm not sure where 28 is on this. Is that this road here? I think it is. So it's basically, oh, this is 28. This is backwards. This is, let me make sure this is the right place.
It's 28A on the bottom.
28A, thank you, 28A on the bottom. Okay, thank you. So it's through here, basically. So it's a straight line. On the deed, it's owned by County of Ulster. Or on the parcel viewer, thank you. Owned by County of Ulster. Okay. Then the next one is in town of Hurley. Also listed as owned by County of Ulster. It's through here. And then the next one is also listed as owned by County of Ulster, and that one is in town of Kingston, which goes through here, crossing Beesmere Road, going behind Beesmere Road. Then the fourth one is in town of Kingston, owned by FAI, Inc., or LLC. Okay. And then the last one, which is actually probably the most interesting one, well, the last two, I'm not sure why there's two maps here, probably because they don't fit on one, is this is the last two parcels here. This one is in Woodstock. This one is in town of Kingston. And those are the ones owned by FAI. So those are the five parcels that comprise the undesignated corridor. Any questions or observations or concerns? Things about that?
Designated section of the corridor.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. The next thing I did, and I want to let you have, is we have from Control Point, which has done some research on this. If you look on the third page in, second to last paragraph, it outlines the easement that was signed or put in place in 1911. 1911 was when New York City built the reservoir. And at that point, they moved the rail line just to the west of where we're looking at. As part of that, they gave a permanent easement to the rail line, meaning Delaware, or Ulster and Delaware, for purposes of a railroad. That's the language that's been used there. In 1960, and this is on...
After the surveys,
there's no page numbers on it. It looks like this page.
It's page 6.
Page 6, thank you. 1960, that part... One parcel that the parcel is now owned by FAI was sold by the DEC to a private entity, and that continues the permanent easement for railroad purposes in the towns of Woodstock and Kingston, granted to Ulster, Delaware. So that easement is still in place through the transfer from the owner that was 1960 through a couple other owners to the current owner. That easement is still there. And that language is still the same language. If you look at, and I don't have it with me, if you look at the easement language for the parcel that is where the Ashokan Trail is now, it has the same language as the one that's being used as the FAI language. Okay. That
brief, would cover the SBLs that you called number 4 and number 5.
Number 4 and number 5. And numbers 1, 2, and 3 are owned by us, which means we can do pretty much whatever we want to do with them. I don't know if y'all know, but municipalities are not subject to local zoning. It does piss off the local towns if you don't consult them on the local zoning, but technically we don't have to. So we get the choice of what we want to do with that. One second. Any questions from the committee?
You know, just a comment on that. I know that the county's not subject to local zoning, but it is, my experience, beneficial for the county to go to a planning board, local planning board, just for informational purposes.
Hey, absolutely agree.
This. Appreciate your comments, but this is our plan.
Absolutely agree. I've had the same issue with, the same concern with Woodstock and the library as we're trying to do stuff in the library. And the library also is a municipality in Woodstock, its own municipality in Woodstock. And again, it's better to work with the town, make sure that they're okay with it, make sure you go to the planning board. Otherwise, people think you're circumventing the town, which you don't want. We don't want to do. So then the, I think the last piece of this is that to build the rail trail, the Ashokan Rail Trail, there is an agreement between the DEC and the county that changed the language of the easement from being a railroad to being a rail trail.
I think the language says either a railroad or a rail trail.
That is correct. It does say both. It does say both.
The current easement is a 25-year easement with rail trail and started 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, I believe that's when it was.
When that easement went into place. The DEP has indicated since then they're very happy with the rail trail.
Correct. So my assumption is, and I'm not a lawyer, but my assumption is that anything that we do, decide to do with the FAI property portion, we need to either obtain a different easement, change the easement, work with them in some way to ensure that we are okay with that. Because they do have, the easement right now is not one that I think we'd end up using. We're not going to build a railroad, right? We could build a rail ride. We could build a trail, but I don't believe we're going to build a railroad. So I think that's a distinction that we need to understand if it's meaningful. I'm not sure. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if that distinction between a rail trail and a railroad is meaningful or not, but something we need to understand.
So I'm not a lawyer either. I have legal training, but I'm not a lawyer. And I think that I do know a few things from the history of this, and I don't know if the committee wants to go back and look at it, but there was legal action, and as part of that legal action, the railroad, the National Rail,
the Consolidated
Advisory Board,
okay.
Confirmed that Ulster County had not rail banked this corridor. At the time of acquiring the corridor from the railroad in lieu of back taxes. So it was not rail banked at that time, which would have preserved it, whatever the uses in there that rail banking allows.
Okay.
Trails, rails, and all of that. In the absence of that having happened, there is a potential for what I see is a potential for controversy about these easements, but not a certainty.
Mm-hmm.
There were sections of the rail corridor in Kingston that fell in exactly this situation as we were getting ready to move forward with Kingston Linear Park. And Chris White, who was with the county at that time, went through, I think there were 11 or 12 parcels, and was able to negotiate with property owners of 10 or 11 of those, almost all of them. And the last one could not because they couldn't locate a living survivor. Mm-hmm. And so an eminent domain proceeding was taken for that. that type of proceeding works very well in corridors like this, where you're using the entire corridor for a public benefit, and have questions. So I think that there might be, so my feeling would be that the committee shouldn't necessarily drill down on that question until we have a sense of what we might be proposing and whether or not we have willing support for that from owners of, in this case, the parcels that FAI owns underneath the easement, with agreement from the owner. You don't have a legal controversy.
Correct. And I've talked with the planning department about that too. The same thing, what happened before, how did we get access to those parcels? Basically, the conclusion is that we can get we can just negotiate an easement. We can, you know, worst case scenario, which I don't think we're going to get to, is we can do an eminent domain. I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think we'll negotiate in good faith with the property owners. I prefer to do that. Whatever we end up doing. But there does need to be a negotiation or some kind of a conversation with the property owners for those last two parcels. Okay. Other aspects of the map, it's hard to tell, and maybe I'll try to get one that has more prominent elevation marks, because you can see them on the map, but you have to be like this close. So I think the next time through, we'll try to get more clear elevation marks so we can see exactly what the line's like. I'd also propose to those interested that we walk the corridor at some point in the next month or so when the weather's still good, just to see what we can find. I know that some people have walked it, some people haven't. I've not walked it in that area. I've walked up in the FAI area, but not in the below areas. I think, you know, I'll try to come up with a time, some times to do that, and some just the times to do that, and figure out the process to make that happen. Let me ask anything else from the committee first.
On that, I think the corridor needs to be weed whacked.
Okay.
It's pretty tick infested right now, so DPW may need to go out and do some cutting. We're happy to help if that's necessary, but it is, I walked it actually a couple weeks ago, and there was one part it was just too thick even for me to walk through.
Okay.
And it's, again, full of ticks.
Okay.
So I would, you know, let them kind of take the point on that.
Okay. Thank you for that. So any questions from the committee? Thoughts on next steps other than just investigating more? I know that we need to, obviously we have two proposed uses, right? And there's value in both uses, I'm thinking, and I think the question is, can we do both? Can we do one? What's the best use? I have not and will not form an opinion for a while, because I think that's, you know, I think it's not just me. But I do believe that we need to look at it. We need to see what is possible. Also understand what it would take to do either set, or either one, or both. Yeah, go ahead.
So I think it might be helpful to think of it in terms of three uses, rail only, trail only, or rail with trail.
Right.
Because both stakeholder groups that prefer the trail only or rail only have talked about and looked at the possibility of rail with trail. They have come up with very different answers to the question of rail with trail. So I think to look at, maybe look at rail with trail first, since both have, you know, proposed that, and see whether that is feasible. And then that leaves us with the question, if it's not feasible, then what are the options? And there's a lot of options if we do think of rail only or trail only. It doesn't have to be for the whole undesignated section.
Mm-hmm.
We can subdivide a section into smaller sections where something rail with trail could happen, or trail only or rail. So I think that's where, when we get to that point, we'll really need that first-hand knowledge of the corridor. But both stakeholder groups that have put forward proposals have extensive materials that I think would be valuable to have each one separately come and present to us so that we see what is proposed and where there may be some differences, and whether it's in underlying data or whether it's in we see the same thing but we come to a different conclusion, have it draw a different meaning or implication from it.
Do you think we should do that after we walk the trail? Or I personally like to do it after so I can actually see it visually. I mean, I can look at the elevation lines, but seeing the cuts is probably different than seeing lines on a piece of paper.
What I would propose is that we walk the corridor between now and our next meeting, and at our next meeting have one or the other of the stakeholder groups present.
That's fine with me.
I agree.
So I know we have CMRR here. Would you guys be ready for a next meeting to present?
Anytime you want to walk the corridor, we're happy to accompany. I've done it several times, but I would advise that, you know, if DPW can weed whack it, that would be good. But I can put our crew on it if you all need it.
Well, I'll check with the DPW. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. But again, it's very, I think seeing it is the best way to do it. And I'm happy to, you know, accompany you all when you go do it.
I think we want to do it on our own at this point.
Yeah.
I think that's the best. So again, so we'll contact DPW. We'll see what they can do about clearing the corridor, and when they can do that, they'll give us time frames of when we'd be able to walk it. And it might be if we can't do it in one time, we'll do it in a couple different times if they're accommodating people's schedules.
In terms of DPW doing it, just to make sure we don't cross wires. I understand that there is some question, or that CMRR has stated that they have the right to be in that easement and perhaps determining what happens there. But if we have the CMRR's agreement that DPW can clear those parcels for this walk and that we can be there, that would be helpful. If CMRR thinks that we need to talk with the property owner, I would normally not have these questions at all, but they have been raised, and they've been raised in writing. There have been claims made that FAI might not appreciate anybody but the railroad being there. I'd like clarification. If that is the claim, then I think we should go to the property owner and obtain permission. As a courtesy, at least.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll just comment. We have no. It's only on the parcel that FAI has. That's where we have the lease. We don't have anything else. The rest of it. If you want to contact them directly, that's perfectly fine. We can also do it if you would like us to.
I think we'll do it. We'll contact them.
Yeah, we are the tenant, so we can.
Right.
Also,
I just want to make sure that the county itself has the record and the county has the contact.
If you need our help, we'll have your help. If you don't,
wonderful.
You can go to the landlord yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I think the best way to do this would be to park at FAI's parking lot and go east from there. Okay. So I think that's a plan. So contact DPW, contact FAI first, make sure we're okay, they're okay with us. Contact DPW, get them to weed whack the trail. Then we'll walk it. Then next meeting, if you guys are ready and able to do it, you guys can prepare your presentation. Then we'll contact who for the?
Peter Karras at OSI.
Peter Karras at OSI for the presentation after that. I think part of our question will be if it is one or the other or both, the cost is going to be part of that discussion. I think that's a major part of our concern, because it's our cost primarily. So we need to understand what that cost is going to be too. If there's estimates for that, we'd like to understand that too. Yeah.
But I also think part of the conversation has to be oversight and management of in the future.
Correct.
Like which entity or, you know, who, what's the configuration of oversight?
Yeah, there's the building part, and then there's the continuing maintenance and continuing oversight part.
Yeah.
Yep. Mano?
Okay, lost my train of thought. If it comes back to me, I'll put my hand back up. Sorry. I was multitasking.
Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Kevin Smith, Trails Advisory Committee. I spoke with Peter Karras today. I think he's just literally wanting to know the best way to communicate with the committee and with you as Chair Jeff. So happy to facilitate introduction. Seeking clarification, are members of the public invited to join you, or me as the chair of the Trails Advisory Committee, for instance, on the walk of the corridor? And I absolutely second the intention to do this through County DPW and not take advantage of Ernie's offer. There is a stop work order on the FAI property issued by the Town of Woodstock Building Inspector. And there have been activities not just on the property outside of the right-of-way, but within the county's right-of-way. And there have been not just activities in the undesignated section outside of FAI, but there's actually been apparatus installed on the county's right-of-way outside of the FAI property in the undesignated section. So I think it's really important that the county and this committee maintain control of your process.
Mm-hmm.
So I am curious, you know, who would be allowed to...
What's the committee feeling on that? I have no preference.
Well, I would prefer not to have a stakeholder of any sort on that, because it's fine, we want to hear the stakeholders' perspectives, but I would like to hear them seated with materials, and not as we're walking along where two people hear one thing and then somebody else hears the other. So I would rather have DPW or be our guide if we need one, than to have stakeholder groups come. I think once you say that it's okay for others to come, then we could end up with a big crowd, and I think it would be harder for us to focus on and see what we need to see.
Is that a basic agreement among that among this committee?
My only concern is if we have quorum, is it in a public meeting if we're out there?
If we don't discuss business, that's not.
I think we should.
I don't know.
Well, and if we notice it, then people can come. We're an advisory committee. Would we still fall under open meeting laws?
Depends on interpretation.
Yeah.
Working groups do not, but we're a committee, so we think we do.
You know, we don't want to have 30 people there. It's going to become unwieldy. But
right.
I mean, to have, you know, one or two stakeholders, I think would be okay. But, you know, I just want to bring that point up.
Yeah.
So how would you handle the fact that when you're out in a corridor like that, not everybody can hear what's being said?
It's challenging.
Yeah.
Does this bring that up as a possible issue?
Well, we could notice it as an open meeting and ask the stakeholder groups not to come.
I mean, when Economic Development took a tour of the Agri Development Center in Highland, like, oh, because it was noticed, it was the public.
And we do it in, I live in the town of Shandaken. The town of Shandaken Planning Board and Zoning Board will go out to a site with enough members to constitute quorum. But this is where what Legislator Collins and Chair Collins was going to say. If we, while we're out there, do not discuss the business of this committee, then we are not violating quorum. Mm-hmm. We're not conducting a secret meeting.
Yeah, it's
we're doing
tour.
A site visit,
right.
And not a meeting.
Right.
The previous incarnation of this committee did do that.
Okay.
They did do a site visit. They had, I think they had a UCAB bus or a van. But I'm not saying that it was copacetic, but that was the determination they came to. Yeah.
But was it noticed to the public?
That I can't. It was 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
I'm sure somebody knows. Yeah.
I don't think it was. Has had his hand up.
I'm going to go with the legislator first. Go ahead, Nana.
I'm going back to the issue of cost, so if this is on this topic.
Okay, let's stay on the topic then of notice and whether or not that's a concern.
A thought that since you're going on private property and potentially you don't get permission from more than just the committee, I don't know if that's a way that you can use that to your advantage and what you're looking to do.
Well, also there's a issue of liability if anything happens. You know, we're not necessarily walking on level land, so we might have to worry about who's coming.
So I'll check with our attorney and see if a site visit where we do not discuss business is open meetings. I don't think it is, but again, not an attorney. So
what I just want to say is if you want to just limit to Kevin and myself coming, I'm fine. If Kevin, you know, I'm sure Kevin would be happy to come as well. If you want to keep it minimal, it's up to you all.
Let me check with the attorney and see what our situation is. I'm going to change topics unless we want to.
Well, I just also want to bring up the fact that if we're trying to do it before the next meeting, it's like not really an official meeting.
I prefer that it be a site visit, which I think is not an official meeting, if we can do that. If we can't, then I think we should schedule an extra meeting and notice it. And then I don't think we can invite just two people. I think it's whoever wants to come.
Yep.
Michael, do you have any thoughts?
I believe you could be able to, just like as, so the tour itself of the Cornell Cooperative Extension Laboratory was not open to the public, the meeting following it was. Mm-hmm. So I think it would fall under that same circumstances. Again, you're taking photographs and examining topography, you're not taking votes.
And if that's the case, maybe we could even do it on the day of the next meeting, if people can come before 4:30.
Potentially. Do we want to invite the other members of legislature? Okay. So we'll have to really make sure it's a site visit, not a legislative session.
It'd be harder not to discuss other business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to change topics if we're done with that.
Yeah.
I just want to go back to the idea of when the groups present, it was mention to include cost, which I think is important, but I think it should be more in terms of a budget because there's also revenue, and where is that going to go, and who, you know, who's in control of, and so I think it should be more of looking at an annual budget, looking at any construction costs, et cetera, just as we would with any other project. I just want to expand that a little.
Yeah, I think we need to look at the initial cost to create whatever gets created and the year-to-year, year-by-year maintenance of that. What are we taking on as a liability of cost into the future?
Also, for the folks that would be presenting, you know, opportunity, I think it would be really important if you know that there's identifiable like grant sources now, either through Fed or state, to help offset or subsidize the build out or the maintenance long term in the future, that would be really helpful for us to understand.
I think there's so legislator Nolan outlined three different things, right? Trail, rail, or both. And he's kind of talked about the fourth, which is some part of it might be trail exclusive, some part of it might be rail exclusive, and some part of it might be both. So that's
a mixed.
So option, I'm not going to list them a number, but one option is rail the whole way. One option is trail the whole way. One option is rail and trail the whole way. Another option is some part
of
mix.
Three would be rail and trail along each side
together.
Each other throughout the whole section.
I hear what you're saying.
And the fourth one is?
Fourth one could be rail up to this part, trail to this part, and then a mix, and then
intermittent.
Yes, intermittent.
Designated section of the undesignated. budget section.
Maybe we could just have housing.
We just keep narrowing it down. Each session of the legislature will have another group come in and fix a smaller session.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's experiential.
But Legislator Sperry just said something half in jest that I think is actually right, and that's option 5.
Housing.
Housing.
There we go.
Nice. That's number 6. Number 5 is
with transportation, obviously.
Is the no action alternative.
No action.
And that would be that this committee might determine that we can't, with the available information, make a recommendation to the legislature and the county of what to do at this point. I would hope we not do that.
I would hope we not do that. I think if we don't do that, we're not doing our job.
Right.
So I think this has been put off for a number of years. It's our assignment to come to a decision and take whatever heat we take for making a decision. So. Anything else?
Just a couple comments.
Yeah.
One is, as Kevin had mentioned earlier, if you all want us to help on any of the maintenance issues, there is a stop, cease and desist, so we would need to get a letter in writing from the county that would authorize us to do that.
Okay.
So we don't want to get into trouble by helping out. And then the other thing is that we did look at the map that was used when the county bought the properties down there. And it does list 3 easements just west of Stony Hollow.
Okay.
And I'll, I can send you an email listing which ones they are. But that, it's similar to what was on the Midtown Trail. They're, really old, and probably not even the lenders are even aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they would need to be closed out to get, in terms of the title process. So I'll tell you which ones they are,
okay.
And then you guys can have the county research it.
I mean, my understanding is that those 3 parcels, other than FAI, are owned by the county.
Well, this is actually in the part that is county owned, because in Stony Hollow especially, there were a lot of easements granted because the area was already settled when the river came through.
Okay.
So. There are several easements both east and west of 28A, which may or may not still be functioning.
Okay.
But, they would have to be, just like with the Midtown Trail, you'd have to kind of make sure they're cleaned up.
Yeah.
So these are easements going the other way. We own the property, but the property owner
got it.
Has an
Thank
easement.
You very much. Okay.
Well, actually, the property owner owns it, but anyway, I'll send you a note that lists these things, and then
Okay. You
can have the county attorney look at it or something like that.
Okay.
But it is it's just similar to what was in the Midtown Trail. They just have to be cleaned up. I don't think anybody's going to really be standing in your way about anything.
And we can, similar to the questions that came up about the FII property and the Ricky Brooks survey and deed search here, OSI has done surveys of the entire corridor, so we can compare OSI's surveys
mm-hmm.
with the Ulster County maps that
okay.
are being referenced.
I have that document too that was sent to me. Anything else?
I'm excited for the tour.
I am too.
Would like it to be earlier than later.
Going on vacation?
No, it's cooler in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, earlier in the day.
Earlier
in the day.
Thunderstorms.
Yeah, before it gets too humid.
That's a good idea. It's probably less buggy as well. So you're going to check with DPW.
I'll check with DPW and property owners.
Do we have a preference? Do we want to kind of give the chair some likely dates? Is it Thursday?
I think
Thursdays
we have to hear back from DPW first and see when. How and when they're able to get in there to clear it so that we can get, they might not be able, they could go tomorrow, they could go in 3 weeks, who knows, right? And so we're going to have to hear back from them and then, maybe do like a little doodle poll to find out. I don't know how flexible your schedule is.
It's pretty flexible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's easy for me, it's right down the road from my house, so.
Great.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
I Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Quick.